That poem, Sympathetique, and this next one, take as their settings our American Midwest. This mentions in the first line the Italian-American film director, Francis Ford Coppola. Perhaps you know his work. Sycamore Mall. Coppola's Cotton Club starts at Campus 2 Cinema, Saturday, 6:45 mall time. The Negroes in the film are played by blacks. Playing opposite the tennis shop, tobacconist, lingerie and antennae sales, glass-cased elevator, and automatic bank teller. Because this is a strangeness tendered in others, a display of the humiliated and recast human being, a thing Michelangelo captured in marble with David and its oversized right hand. Because this is a tenderness strange in others, I dine formally in a towel with daylilies and hydrangeas on the table, fresh raspberries and roses in their second bloom, and then sympathetically go out on the town. Symptomatically, it is as if I am approaching the Doge's palace in Venice and the piazza is covered with ice. I exit my hotel on the Grand Canal, Paganelli's, and slide arm in arm with my lover. It was right to act back then, in summer, as if I were living a love story that would be simple, with its curious nocturnal glow. Not unlike the mall hybrid light, where, like the single thought, there persisted an electronic chant on the portable tape player, as from the bowel of the basilica, the choir repeats a benediction. No one ever touches himself in public, our Lord, because we've all rubbed off on one another so much we're invisible. And that is what has become of the tree for which our mall received its name, with hope that it won't be the end of the century for those who still live by the spirit of an act on a street prepped like a movie set. It was right to act back then and to trust the movement of the affair to the relationship and insist on perfection. It'll be a while before we are hoisted and joined as characters on a screen in sepia tone for a theater inside a mall under the influence of temperature control. Painfully, one day we wake and haven't the right clothes for Venice. It has snowed as it did, we are told, once a lifetime ago. The full evening moon floods the piazza, and in the morning, workers haul benches for the tourists to pass over. A simple pair from a painting, or the marble hair of the David, bandages art places over our eyes, survive in Renaissance books next to the jog and diet shelf. Michelangelo and Giotto appear naked to the touch, holier, because no one is fully conscious nor ever able to forget anything under the false light of the dome. Our ladies of the air conditioner, the air freshener, the night moisturizer. Between summer and winter of a given year, I reflected on life to no end and fell in love, ourselves in a lover, like art, whose strangeness tenders a body in others.